Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Lord, pour out your spirit upon us.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captive. We call you Yeshua. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. Christ loves me.
Bye. See you. Lord, I give myself away to be used by you. I give my strife, I give my pursuit, I give my everything to be used by you. To be a doctor, for he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard.
Here I am, Lord.
Here I am.
Oh, Zamanata Hashada Baradia. Jacob rescued with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from this sleep, I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around. And you took me by my hand. Lead me through the fire. To your secret place.
I am your Savior.
And Jesus.
according to thy loving kindness. You take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. You are my Savior, I rely on you. Rana kamara, era boshana mana. Yeah. You show me love, you show me peace, you give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come, seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never want to change, I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my everything. I came boldly, your kingdom. Yeah, I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Hallelujah.
Long as the heart remaineth, season come, season go. Winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. Long as the earth remaineth, season come, season go. Winter, summer, day.
As long as the earth remains.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad, glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise His name. We worship Him. We glorify His holy name. He is worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. In fact, let me look for the King James. I love the King James Version. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing, the power of God all over me this morning. And I know that there's a word for someone, some special word that is coming out this morning. When I feel the anointing like I'm feeling it now, God is to someone this morning. Or to all of us this morning. Hallelujah. And so I'm even going to record this because I feel it's like fire shut up in my bones. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit.
Conference recording started.
We welcome you in our midst, Holy Spirit. We reverence your presence in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the Almighty God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in this ministry. Have your way in this on this prayer line. Have your way on this radio blog, I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, move like you've never moved before. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, touch each and every one that's listening now. And touch those that will listen at another time in the name of Jesus. Move in our lives. Let there be, O God, transformation. Let there be an encouraging word. Let there be healing, deliverance, restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in our dwelling places. Move in our environment, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, give us divine resuscitation. CPR, give us CPR. Release your breath in us. Release your breath in us. Release your breath in us, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Spirit. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto each and every one of us this morning. Lord, rain down your mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy, O God, upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said in your word that if we regard iniquity in our heart, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, Father God, so seek mercy in the time of need. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our jobs, our cars, everything that concerns our lives. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus, our destiny, in the blood of Jesus, our purpose that God has for our lives, in the blood of Jesus, our purpose, our God's purpose for our children's lives. In the blood of Jesus, our children's destiny, our spouse's destiny, our destiny, this minister's destiny, in the blood of Jesus Christ, we cancel every satanic plan, every satanic agenda of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plan of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose only God's plan and purpose shall prevail in our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Father, we need you. Strengthen me, oh God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. For you said, according to Philippians 4:19, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And so, Father, we declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We need your strength. You are our light and our salvation. whom shall we fear? Lord, you are the strength. You are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are our strength. You are our refuge, oh, God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, God, we run into that strong tower, and we are saved. Hallelujah. You are our very present help in the time of need. Lord, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. We cannot make it without you. You are our lifeline in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are totally on you, Almighty God. We need you. And we thank you, oh God. You said, call upon the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we call upon the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your greater grace. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the finished works of the cross. Father, we thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, upon those that are connected to us, upon those that are here this morning, and those that will come at another time, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us, glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your word says, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire. Make me your flaming fire, O God. Hallelujah. Make me your flaming fire. Oh, God, help me to do your will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Help me, oh, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh, God, to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind. Help me, oh, God, to love my neighbors as I love myself. Hallelujah. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. I need your help, oh God. I need you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our helper, our teacher, our advocate, will lead us and guide us, will help us. Holy Ghost, we need you. 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 Spirit of the living God, we need you. Father God, we drink from the fountain, from the river of life. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that your holy angels are here. Oh, God, the war on our behalf. Lord, send your holy angels. Oh, God, for those that are here this morning listening, holy angels that are assigned to them, oh, God, to guide and protect and do your bidding in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning again to those of you that's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us get into the Word of God. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Once again, let me say it again. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Not some evil, from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in of death time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, all our help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're a son and daughter in the kingdom of God and you have that faith in God and you believe it, that all our help cometh from Almighty God. We do not look to man. We look to God. Hallelujah. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me say this again. All our help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Even right now as I speak, if God did not give in his breath, I would not be able to speak. So what? It is his breath that I'm using to speak. It is because he created my body in a way that I'm created to speak. Hallelujah. Not everyone can speak this morning. But that's why we need to be grateful to God for the little that he does in our lives instead of complaining. Hallelujah. We complain so much that we don't have this and we don't have that. But we ought to be very grateful to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone does not have a job, but you have a job. Be grateful to God. Someone is out there in the street nowhere to live, but you have a shelter. You have a place to stay, and yet you got to be grateful to God. Are you better than those people? No, it's because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. We do not take these things that God has done for us and is doing for us right now for granted. We begin to praise him and bless him and be appreciative and grateful for what he has done. There are people more qualified for your job and have applied for those jobs and they never got it. There are some things that you've done on your job that nobody saw. Only God saw, but God covered you so your supervisor or nobody could know, and you know you did the wrong thing. But the Almighty God covered you when you asked for mercy. Otherwise, you would have been fired. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So we do not take the God of what he's done for granted or what he's doing in our lives for granted. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. There was an uncle of mine, and he was on the life support system. And he was sustaining. He could talk and everything. He was not in a comatose state. And on this life support system, and the doctors had done all that they could for him. And that means he would just be on the life support because they had given him every care, and he had come to the, they had come to the end that they could not do any more thing for him. And the doctors told him, I'm sorry, sir. We've done all that we humanly possible, and we care not too much more for you. And he said, and he told the doctor, he said, I want you to take me off this life support. And the doctors took him off the life support. He did not die right away. It took a few hours, and he finally gave out the ghost. What am I saying to you as I speak of God? Remember, if you can think in your that life support that holds you and I, it's Almighty God. When God takes that life support, his life support from us, we are God. That's why we should be totally dependent on God. You see, the doctors could not keep him alive. Man machine could not keep him alive. The only person that could have kept him alive, he had that faith, was that divine life support that came from Almighty God. And I can tell you stories of life support. People that were taking off life support, and they began to breathe on their own. And the doctors wonder, well, this person should have died because that person, which was different from my uncle, had that faith and trust in God and knew that God will sustain them, that man life support will not make it, but God life support will make it. That person dependent on God, his help cometh from the Lord. I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber, not sleep. What am I saying to you? I don't know whatever you're going through. The Lord woke me up. He couldn't let me sleep. He said, I need you to pray for this person. I need you to pray. This person has given up, and the person has relented in that they have not said anything to anybody, but get up and pray. And so I got up and I began to pray for this particular person, because the Lord would wake up intercessors and prayer warriors. That you don't need to know, but prayer warriors and intercessors, people that you not this person, and I text the person to see if they were up because I wanted to pray with them, and I did not get a text back, but I've continued to get into prayer and pray for this particular person. You see, many times, I don't know about other pastors and other leaders, but I know about the call that God has placed upon my life, and sometimes people take these things for granted because many times people do not even know that the Lord will show you situations and say, I want you to pray and intercede for this person. And sometimes it's not people you know, but sometimes, and it's sometimes people you know. He said, pray for this person. Pray for this person, child. Pray for this person. The Lord will wake you up sometimes in the middle of the night and tell you to pray. I remember there was a time my girlfriend, husband, during the COVID time, he was in the hospital and he was sick and taking surgery and different things were happening. And the Lord said, wake up, my daughter, and pray for him. Right now, there's a crisis going on, and I want you to pray. And I woke up and I told my husband, let's pray. And we began to pray. Then we began to intercede. I did not call his wife to alarm her, but I just began to pray, me and my spouse. And we prayed, and everything. When he got out of the hospital months later, and I began to tell him, I said, oh, my God, well, there was a time when he said, my dear, that night, I did not even want to call my wife or text her or tell the doctor. That night I would have died. He said I was in such a fine road. But God woke us up. That's why when God wakes you up, you need to wake up and pray. He woke me up and he said, pray. And I praised God that I was obedient to him. And I was able to pray for my friend's husband. He's doing quite well, very well, because death was right there ready to snatch him. But the Father woke me up, and he probably woke others up to pray and intercede for that person. Hallelujah. God is our very present help in the time of trouble. You see, God sees. God knows. God hears. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up, hallelujah, a sword upon the enemy. The enemy cannot overtake the power of Almighty, hallelujah. Because God is your very present help. God is your refuge. God is your strong tower. You can run into the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Hallelujah. He is your life support system, divine life support system, not only spiritually, but physically. He is your life support system. You have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Even when you do not see the light, I'm telling you, there is light. Hallelujah. Just continue to move and have faith. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even in the shadow of death, when they say shadow, hallelujah, death is right around. But there's a light, and that light is the light of Almighty God. That light protects you. Hallelujah. So the enemy cannot come. Hallelujah. He keeps you from evil. He protects you. He preserves your life. Hallelujah. Do what you have to put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you have to lean not on your own understanding. My brothers and sisters, trust him. Regardless of whatever you're going through, do not look to man. Look up to unto God. Do not be discouraged. Look to God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will be with you to the end of time. Hallelujah. Do you believe in his word? He is true and faithful. His word will never return void. It will accomplish that which he set it to accomplish. Do you believe when he said, I will deliver you. I will save you. I will heal you. What did the doctor say? The doctor man said, you got few more days to live. The doctor man said that you have few more months to live. The doctor man said so many things. But whose report shall you believe? Will you believe the creation or the creator? What am I saying? The creation is the doctor. The creator is God who created the doctor. Hallelujah. So whose report are you going to believe? Well, I want to tell you, I will believe the creator. What is he saying? He watches his word, Jeremiah 1:12, to perform it. He watches over his word. Ah, hallelujah. It reminds me of a woman. Hallelujah. In 1 Kings 17. And the prophet Elijah went to this woman. And she was gathering sticks. For she and her son to die. This was not a woman that was in a covenant relationship with God. God sent his prophet there. That's why you gotta be careful, but God so loved the world. He sent his prophet Elijah there, and this woman was able to do as Elijah asked her, bake the cake, give Elijah some and some water and the rest for she and her son. She only had a little left. And when she did that, the Lord was sustain her through that drought. But it came to the time that the woman's son got sick. Hallelujah. I hope you're hearing me this morning. 1 Kings 17:17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thy man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance? Get this. What is the this woman? She thought, call my sin into remembrance and sustain myself. And he said unto her, give me thy son. He took him out of her bosom, carried him into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, so brought Eve upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him out of the chamber to the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said, Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Hallelujah. Her help came from God. When there was famine, she was not a Christian, a kingdom son or daughter, but God still sent Elijah there. When her son fell ill, Elijah was right there. Hallelujah. If God can do it for that widow woman, what about you? Where is thy faith? If a prophet come right now to you and say, you got $10, give me $5, $1, and you can take the no, I'm not doing it. Or give you water, you're not going to do it because of your faith. So know and be able to discern the voice of Almighty God. Hallelujah. If this woman had not discerned the voice, and she was not even in a relationship, but this woman still knew and did the right thing. God has sent help. Her help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah, I could go on and on. All of our help cometh from the Lord. Whatever you're going through, look unto Jesus from the Lord. It is not over until God says it's over. Look to him. Hallelujah. Do not look at man. Look to Almighty God and trust him. And believe in him. Your help cometh from the Lord. All of your help cometh from the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. We praise you for your word. Lord, you are our helper. You are life. We thank you. You are our refuge. You are our all in all. Forgive us, O God, for not having enough faith and trust in you. Father God, we thank you for those that pray for us as we slept through the night, those that we don't even know. But we thank you, you raised up prayer warriors and intercessors to intercede for us and our children. We thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels the war on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, the finished works of the cross, for the victory. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord delivers them out of all. We take all our afflictions and not some. We thank you, Lord. We can depend on you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. The Spirit of the Lord said, God is unto for God, for me, for the Lord's name to be glorified. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And in church, we've learned how to, you know, articulate our feelings through our music. And there's a song that just says, a sister wrote a song that says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he will not cover thy foot, thy foot to be moved. The Lord
he will not suffer thy foot.
Oh, my, my. I've just taken you all into
conference
my living room.
Recording. Stop.
I've just taken you into my intimate place. Hallelujah. Andrea, just sing My Help. Bye-bye,